The EFF held a press conference on Monday to state its position on developments in the country. Leader Julius Malema said the party welcomed the Section 89 Independent Panel report findings on the 2020 burglary at President Cyril Ramaphosa's Phalaphala farm. According to Malema, Ramaphosa's actions violated the Constitution, adding the President's challenge of the report in the Constitutional Court was a disrespect to South Africans.
The EFF welcomes the report of the independent panel, which has been established in terms of Section 89 of the Constitution of South Africa, to explore whether there is prima facie evidence to proceed with the impeachment process on Cyril Ramaphosa for the crimes he committed on Phalaphala farm. The Republic of South Africa is founded on constitutionalism and the rule of law, and not on the continued presidency of Cyril Ramaphosa. And the constitution and the rule of law must not be doubted and disrespected simply because a favorite of the establishment has now been found to have broken the law. Cyril Ramaphosa has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of South Africa, and he must be removed as a matter of urgency. We note the reports that Cyril Ramaphosa intends to take the report of the independent panel on judicial review, and as the EFF, we view this move as a disparate and a further disrespect of South African people and the Constitution. It reveals that Ramaphosa is arrogant in his criminality because he is the one who has considered to breaching the laws of this country. Such an engaging in paid work while a president and failing to report the theft of his laundered money to the relevant law enforcement agencies.
A debate on the report is scheduled to take place in Parliament on Tuesday, December 6, after which MPs will vote on the report into whether President Ramaphosa violated the Constitution. National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Maphisa-Nqakula has declined a request by the African Transformation Movement, ATM, for voting on the report to be held by secret ballot. Malema said the EFF was happy with Maphisa-Nqakula's decision.
I am happy that this moment has come to show to all of you that the road is not Zuma. The rod is not Ramaphosa. The rod is the whole entire ANC. As the EFF, we are very happy that the secret ballot is not provided. Nkosazana spoke on TV and said Cyril must go. Lindiwe Sisulu spoke on TV and said Cyril must go. Supra spoke and said Cyril must go. Tomorrow, let them go and raise their hands. They must not become peacetime heroes. They were talking on TV. Let the real truth prevail tomorrow. Let's see if they meant what they were saying on TV. Secret ballot for what? If they are for the constitution, if they are for the rule of law, and they are not for the men, let tomorrow South Africa see who is on the side of the constitution and who is on the side of an individual. We are happy with the decision of the speaker not to grant the secret ballot. Tomorrow, we want to see all these crooks, or are they genuine or are they just speaking because there are cameras in front of them? They must raise hands seated next to the man, seated next to their own colleagues, and say, my conscience doesn't allow. And they must remember this. They are highly protected because the Constitutional Court said members of parliament must vote according to their conscience, not according to their party mandate.
Malema also commented on a successor to Ramaphosa should he be removed. According to him, Deputy President Didi Mabuza was a suitable candidate and there was no reason he should not stand in.
Why are we being told here that Didi can't be president of South Africa, that we must go to elections because we must avoid Didi? The reality is that DD is not captured by the Oppenheimers and the Ruperts and all of them. And because they don't have the thinking thought of DD Mabuza, they project him as a criminal. I've said it here many times that we were told DD is a murderer. We were told DD is corrupt. None of those allegations were ever proven by anyone, not even prima facie evidence produced against DD. You are saying we must be scared of a man who there's no evidence against, and cherish a man who has committed crime and we've got overwhelming evidence. This hypocrisy, it will not be sustainable under this democratic dispensation. So, the fear mongering, the scaremongering that we are having around DD, it is because the establishment has got no total control over DD.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.